It's crunch time for candidates, many of whom are just hoping voters know they exist. I'm Sam Hudzik, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Hi there, Matt.
Good morning.
We chatted last week about Governor Charlie Baker's shift to campaign mode and the many millions of campaign dollars he's raised. Let's focus now on the Democrats, Bob Massey and Jay Gonzalez. How are they differentiating themselves ahead of the September 4th primary?
Yeah, well, certainly compared to the governor, they're at a significant disadvantage. But with the help of public financing, Jay Gonzalez has amassed some money that's allowed him to put his campaign on more stable footing. Massey's still struggling a bit. And as they come down the home stretch, they're really trying to find an inroad to differentiate themselves from one another. And there was a debate last week. There is another face-to-face meeting on the calendar for them that will be important. One thing to note, no major primetime televised debates this cycle during the Democratic primary, which is hurting these candidates who don't have a lot of name recognition. And on the issues, they're very similar. But in terms of style, Bob Massey, entrepreneur, environmentalist, has done a million things in his career, trying to cast himself as the outsider on Beacon Hill who can bring change to state government. And on the flip side, trying to make Jay Gonzalez, who worked for Governor Deval Patrick, has run a health insurance company, paint him as the insider. But Jay is trying to use that to his advantage, saying he knows how to get things done. Doesn't matter if you have all these plans, if you can't work with the legislature and accomplish those for the voters, and that's where Jay says his strengths are.
So that's sort of like theme and style. Is there anything that they've been able to differentiate themselves when it comes to the issues, or are these guys pretty closely aligned?
I mean, they're very closely aligned. If you're talking small bore, I mean, you can look at the debate last week. Jay Gonzalez said he thought that it would be a good idea to pursue something like a congestion tolling plan on the Massachusetts Turnpike just to see if it works to help reduce traffic. Bob Massey said he doesn't think that's a good idea. This, of course, a proposal that was in the budget that the governor vetoed just last month. But if you're talking big picture stuff, I mean, they both feel like the state needs to invest more in education, in the environment, in clean energy, and in infrastructure. And in order to do that, both are talking about raising taxes or finding ways to generate new revenue with less than specific plans to do so.
Okay, let's turn to another race on the Democratic ballot for Secretary of the Commonwealth. Bill Galvin has had that office since 1995, and he's got a real challenger this year from Josh Thacom, a Boston City Councilor who won the party's endorsement. They're really going after each other. What are the big issues there?
They really are. Unlike the governor's race, which largely and fairly cordial, these two men don't like each other, and it's coming through in these final weeks. Secretary Galvin trying to run on experience, saying that in these times when elections are under threat from hacking, foreign interference, you need someone with the experience that he has over the past 24 years running this office to ensure the security of elections and to continue the work of his office that he's been doing. On the flip side, you have Josh Thacom, a young upstart. He says that Bill Galvin has been an impediment to change in that office. He blames the secretary, rightly or wrongly, for the fact that Massachusetts doesn't have early voting before the primaries this year, that same-day registration still doesn't exist in Massachusetts, and he says he can get these things done.
Finally, Matt, it's a big week for Western Mass. On Friday, MGM opens up its nearly billion-dollar casino in Springfield. We're going to have a bunch of reporting this week on issues related to the casino, the promised jobs, entertainment plans, and, of course, what officials are doing about compulsive gambling treatment. But I want to talk to you about what the state has at stake here. A slots parlor opened a few years ago in Plainville, but this is the first so-called resort casino in Massachusetts.
It is the first resort casino, and this is really, it's a big deal this week to see the doors finally open on one of these resorts. Governor Deval Patrick, who was in office at the time, Speaker DeLeo, who happens to still be here, and the Senate leadership under Terry Murray got this done in 2011. It's been 7 long years waiting to see their plans come to fruition. And like you said, the law that allowed this to happen came with big promises of jobs in regions like Springfield that needed an economic boost, new state tax dollars that There is no shortage of priorities that lawmakers up here on Beacon Hill would like to spend additional revenue for, and this is something that they don't have to go to the taxpayers and ask for. This is something they've already voted on, and they're hoping that this can start to generate some big money, much more than the slot parlor in Plainville. And you have the Everett Casino hopefully coming online next summer. So this is a big test, as other states are also gearing up to add some more competition to Massachusetts, Connecticut looking to make inroads, and it's a new day in Massachusetts with expanded gambling and all the good and potential bad that comes with it.
Matt Murphy is a reporter and associate editor with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, NEPR's weekly check-in at the Statehouse. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe at nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶